We're on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, 16b at the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ma bin tam lemuad. What's the difference between a tam, a goring animal, the first time, second time, third time, and a muad, an animal that's already gored three times? This is the difference. Elasha tam shalim chatzi nezek. The tam only pays 50% of the damage. Number two, migufo. That payment is from the body of the tam. In other words, that animal that did the goring is really supposed to be sold, and the money that comes in for selling the animal should go to paying the debt. So if the if let's say the animal gored and caused $1,000 worth of damage, when you sell the body of the animal, all you got was $300. So there's a limitation. The payment of half damages is limited by the value of the animal itself. So you, the one who was damaged, wouldn't get more than $300. You'd only get the $300.
Oh, wow.
However, Muad doesn't pay from the body. Muad number two also doesn't pay half damage. Muad Mishalim Nezik Shalim. The Muad has to pay the full amount of the damage. Min Aliyah, from that which is above the body, it pays even more. So it can pay whatever the cost is. The body itself may only be worth 200. It caused 500 of damage. You sold the body, only got 200. Doesn't matter. The owner of the Muad has to supplement the other 300. He has to pay the full 500 of damage. Says the Gemara, my Aliyah, what did the Mishnah mean when it said that the Muad pays from that which is above? What does it mean, that which is above? What does that term mean? Amar Belezer, it says it means the Mu'ulash bin Achasav. The Muad pays with the best of his property. V'chein Omer, as the verse says, V'yishkav Chizkiyahu Mavosav. Chizkiyahu laid to rest with his ancestors. V'yikveru, and they buried him b'ma'aleh kivrei b'nei David. In ma'aleh, in the elevation of the graves of the sons of David. What does it mean, the elevation? Amar Blazer b'ma'aleh means Eitzel Mu'ulam shebe mishpacha. They buried King Chizkiyahu next to the best of the family, the most elevated. Umaniyu, who is that? David Shlomo. So now the Gemara is going to tell us a whole bunch of lessons about King Chizkiyahu. The verse said, "Yikvaru b'kvarosav." They buried him in the grave, asher karalo, that he had dug for himself, Be'ir David, in the city of David. This is about Asa, actually, not King Chizkiyahu. "Vayashkivu b'mishkav asher." And they laid him down to rest in the laying place that he had filled with spices and zanim. My besamim v'zanim. What does it mean that King Asa had filled his grave with spices and zanim? Let's explain. It means zini. It filled his grave with different types of spices. Shmuel bar Achmeni amar besamim shekol amariach ben bali dezima. He had filled his grave with very powerful spices. Anyone who would smell them would find himself emotionally intimately aroused, and it would lead him to znus, that if a woman would be wearing such spices, he would be very attracted to such a woman. So, King, this is a verse about the Prophet Yirmiyahu. Prophet Yirmiyahu had a lot of difficulties with the people of Anatot. He kara shucha l'lakdeni, for they have dug a shucha to capture me in a shucha. Upachim and snares, tamnu l'ragli, they hid to try to catch my feet in the snares. Rabbi Lazar explained, what was Yirmiyahu complaining about? Shechashdu mizona, that the people of Anatot had accused him of having been with a prostitute. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni amar, they had accused him of being with a married woman. If you said that he was upset that they had accused him of having been with a prostitute, which is a false accusation, that's why he says, that's why the verse says, for a deep shucha is a zona. It's a deep pit. It's a deep, deep trap getting involved with a prostitute. And that's why Yirmiyahu says, shucha tamnu l'ragli, that they had dug a shucha. Shucha is another word for zona, or the word zona is associated with the word shucha. But if he was upset that they had accused him of having been with a married woman, My shucha. Why is he talking about shucha, that there was a shucha to his feet? Since when is a married woman shucha? Answer the Gemara, I don't understand, you know. If we are saying that there is something wrong with a man being with a prostitute, and a man being with a prostitute is called a shucha, so a man being with a woman married to somebody else is also like being with a prostitute. It's also called a shucha. All right, I understand, according to the opinion, that Yirmiyahu was upset that they had accused him falsely of having been with a married woman. I didn't receive that. So Yirmiyahu says, "After Hashem and you, God, your datas kolatzah samalayla mavus, all their false plots against me to try to kill me." Okay, because if the courts would have believed these false accusations that he had been sleeping with a married woman, he would have been put to death. But if they had only accused him of having been with a prostitute, so samalayla mavus, it's not a death penalty crime. It's not a good thing, but it's only a lav. The answer is shishlichu le'er tit. Besides making the false accusation, they dropped him into a pit filled with quicksand and mud, and he was sinking in this pit, and he was afraid that he was going to drown to death. Darash Rava, so Rava interpreted, we know that Yirmiyahu was so upset at the people of Anatot, he prays to God, and he says to God, Yiyu mukshalim lefanecha, may they be caused to stumble before you, at the time of your anger, do against them things. You know, get back at them. So what's Yirmiyahu asking of God to do to the people of Anatot? He says, "Yiyu mukhshalim lefanecha." They should be caused to stumble before you. Stumbling in what way? Amar Yirmiyahu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyahu said before God, "Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, make them stumble. Afiu b'shash oshin staka, even when they are giving charity, hachshile, make them stumble b'vnei adam shenemu ganim, with people who aren't good people, with bad people. Kadesh lo yikablu aleim sachar, so that they won't get any reward for having given the charity." Very interesting thing. And a lot of the Rishonim, a lot of the Achronim, you know, question this. We have a general rule. If somebody's trying to do a mitzvah, and he doesn't succeed because it's something out of his control, he still gets the credit. So here too, you know, if these people of Anatot, they thought they're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah, and they don't succeed because they're giving it to people who are bad people, they should still get the credit because they were trying to do the mitzvah. So they explain that to the Marsha, others, they say, no, they were never trying to do mitzvahs. Whatever they give charity was just because it was annoying to have the poor person around them, they felt guilty. So then you'd get a mitzvah if you actually helped a poor person. But Yirmiyahu's davening that they should be confronted with people who aren't good people, people who are actually rich but pretend to be poor, and then you don't even get any credit for that either.
Doesn't this mean that we have to do our homework before we give tzedakah?
Sounds like it, right? Sounds you should do a little bit of due diligence. Going back to King Chizkiyahu, the verse says, "V'kavod asu lo b'moto," and they made honor for him after he died. What was the honor that they did for King Chizkiyahu? Answer number one, Malamid Shoshiva Yeshiva al Kivro. They set up a yeshiva on the grave. People should sit right next to where he's buried and they should learn Torah. How long did they stay there for? Pligi by Rabbi Nassim Rabbanan. There was an argument between Rabbi Nassim and the Rabbanan about that. Chadam Ashlosha, one said they stayed there for 3 days. Chadam Ashiva, one said they stayed there for 7 days. Fahamila, there are even those who say that they stayed there for Shloshim for 30 days. 30 days they sat at the grave and they learned Torah. The verse says, and they gave him honor when he died. That's a reference to Chizkiah, king of Yehuda. Yehuda says that people were so sad that Chizkiyahu died. So many Jews felt that he was their teacher. He was their Rebbe. 36,000 people tore Kriya. And they tore their shirts so strongly that they uncovered their shoulders. They were so sad to lose such a giant of a leader and Torah. Right, right. It's called Loig LaRush. That's also a question that many commentators talk about. I didn't look at all the answers, but I think the classical answer is that Le'ili Nishmas you're allowed to. So since it was done for the elevation of his soul, it's not considered mocking the person. When you wear tzitzis, it doesn't elevate that person's soul. That's why you're allowed to say tehillim at the grave of someone who is deceased, because you're elevating the soul of the deceased individual.
But you do that while he's being buried, not afterwards.
No, afterwards.
Afterwards?
Yeah, they sat there and they said...
Even though I'm looking to the... So if you understand it, in the, during the Shiva, there are of the Shiva.
That's true too.
I don't know if this is...
That's true. That's true. But even so, they sat at the grave for 7 days, or maybe even 30 days they sat at the grave. Amalei Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Nechemi said to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the kavod asalo b'moso, that's the great honor that they did for King Chizkiyahu, who's so righteous. Hello, if they Achav asu came, we know that they did that to Achav too. When the wicked King Achav died, lots of people tore kriya, lots of people tore their shirts. Ella, so what's the great honor? She'inichu sefer Torah al mitato, they put a sefer Torah on the coffin, on the stretcher, carrying out his dead body. V'amru, and they declared, kiyem ze ma shekatuv bazeh, this body, Chizkiyahu fulfilled whatever is written in this holy sefer Torah. So Gemara says, but va'idah nami avdinanachi, we also do that. So Gemara answered, afuki mafkina, maybe we take out a sefer Torah, anuchi lo menachina, we don't put the sefer Torah on the stretcher. By the same others say, anuchi nami manchina, we even put the sefer Torah on the stretcher. But kiyem lo aminu, we don't make this declaration that this dead body fulfilled everything written in this scroll. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Chana related a story. Hava zilna b'hadei to Rabbi Yochanan l'mishal shmaita. I was once walking with Rabbi Yochanan to ask of him halacha. Ki hava ayil l'beis hakisei, when he went into the bathroom, v'hava b'ina minei milsa, and I wanted to ask him a question. So I asked him something as he came out of the bathroom. Lo pashat lani, wouldn't resolve the answer. Adamashi yadi, till he washed his hands. He put the tefillin back on, and he made the brach on the tefillin. Father Amar Leon, and then he gave us the answer. In our days, it's not on the level of honor of King Chizkiyahu. It's true, we take out a Sefer Torah too. Afilu kiyem amrinon, and we put the Sefer Torah on a coffin, and we'll even say, he who's in this coffin fulfilled all that's in this Torah. But li made lo amrinon, but we don't say that this person taught Torah to masses the way Chizkiyahu taught Torah.
Are they still doing it, Abba? Is it kosher?
No, we don't do it nowadays. So the Gemara says, what do you mean we don't say that this person taught Torah? We say he fulfilled, but we don't say he taught. Chizkiyahu, we said he even taught. But the whole point of teaching is to fulfill. So if you already say that they fulfill, you're already giving them the great honor. Ivam Amar, but didn't we learn in Kiddushin Gadol Limud Torah? Learning is even greater than doing. Shalimud maybe, I'm sorry, great is the learning. Shalimud maybe lidei maisa, because learning brings to the fulfillment, but the real goal is fulfillment. So if you say that somebody's fulfilling everything, you're already giving them the highest compliment. What do they need to learn for once they know what to do? Lokasha. It's not a question. Hala migmar. In terms of a personal person, the goal of your learning is to actually fulfill. So if you're fulfilling, that's even better than your learning. But that's not the same thing as teaching others. Because when you teach others, you're getting them to fulfill. About your Chizkiyahu, and that's what we don't say nowadays. We said, Limei, not only did he learn, but he actually taught many others. He taught others. Well, nowadays, we say about someone, he fulfilled everything, great. But we don't say that he taught. But about Chizkiyahu, they said he was a tremendous teacher of Torah. And that's an unbelievable honor. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishmur Mishmur Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, what's the meaning of the following verse in the Navi Yeshayahu? My dechtiv, what's famous verse? Ashreichem, praised are you, you're fortunate. Zori al kolmayim, those who plant on all the waters, right? Throw your bread over the waters. Meshalchei regel ashor v'achamor, those who send the feet of oxen and donkeys. It means this, kolosik v'ator v'gmilus chasadim, anyone who's busy, involved in learning Torah and in doing chesed, zochel enachla shnei shvatim, he'll merit to receive the inheritance of two tribes, the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Yosef and Yisachar. Shadamah, that's what the verse means. Ashveichem, zorei, fortunate are you, those who plant. Ein zriah letztaka, planting is a reference to charity. Shadamah, it says, ziru lechem letztaka, plant your charity, v'kitzu lefi chased, and harvest according to your kindness. So that's gemilas chasad. And then it's zorei mayim, planting in the waters. Ein mayim, waters, is Torah study. Shadamah, it says, hoi kol tzame lechula mayimu. Whoa, anyone who's thirsty, go to the waters, go learn Torah. If you're learning Torah and doing kindness, you'll merit two tribes inheritance. You'll merit the canopy. Like Yosef, it says about Yosef, Ben Poras Yosef. Yosef is the fruitful son. Banos Tzad Ali Shur. Girls climbed up the wall in order to see his beauty. And you merit the inheritance of Yisachar, who has a lot of wealth. It says Yisachar Chamor Garem. Yisachar is the bony donkey. Is the Amri, others say, if you're involved with learning Torah and doing chesed, Oivav Noflin Lefanav, all of your enemies will fall before you, Ki Yosef like Yosef. The Chesiv, as the verse says about the ox Yosef, Karnei Re'im Karnav, Bahem Amim Yenagach Yachtav, Af Se'aretz. With them, nations, he will gore together all the way to the edges of the earth. Rezoch Lebina, and a person involved in Torah and in chesed, will merit great understanding. As the verse says, Yisachar. Yisachar is the donkey, the bony donkey. And from the sons of Yisachar, Yod Ebina La'itim. They are the ones who know with understanding for all times. Ladas Mayasa Yisrael, to know what Israel should do. Hadran Allah, Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, Perak Arba Avos, Vahadarach Alan. Okay, the next chapter begins with discussions of the topic called Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. We've seen this mentioned. This was the famous example of Toldo Sehem Lav Kayotze Bahen. And just to review, when a person owns an ox, if my ox is walking in the street, and in the street my ox steps on a utensil and breaks it, I don't need to pay. Regel Bershus Harabim, trampling in the public domain, is exempt. However, if my ox walks into Izzy's backyard and it steps in Izzy's backyard on his strawberry patch and destroys the strawberries, I need to pay for the damage. What happens if my ox is walking and instead of stepping on the strawberries and breaking the strawberries, it steps on a pebble and the pebble flies and it breaks the window? So that's called tsroros. That's called pebbles. It's the koach, the force of the ox. It's not the direct body of the ox damaging. It's things that are thrown off by the force of the ox. And there's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai that it pays half damage, even though it's totally expected. Unlike Tom. Tom is Mishun. It's unusual. You don't expect it. This is completely expected. As oxen walk, things are going to fly off by the sides. But this halacha l'Moshe Misinai, it pays chatzi nezek. We're going to see, but presumably only in the private domain. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad haregel mu'ades. What's the scenario in which feet are mu'adim and you pay full damage for the trampling done by your animal? Okay, Ketzad haregel. What's the case of regel? Well, mu'ades, it's mu'ades. L'shaber b'derech hilucha, to break things as it's walking, because it normally breaks things as it's walking. Ha'beheima mu'ades l'alech kedarka. An animal is a mu'ad to walk in its normal way. L'shaber and to break. What happens though if the animal wasn't walking in the normal way? The animal was kicking. It's kicking. Instead of the animal breaking with its feet, as the animal's walking in, let's take the easy case, in Izzy's backyard, a pebble flies out from under its foot. It's put its foot down hard, so a pebble flew off the Shibra Sakalim, and that pebble broke objects. The Shalim Chatzi Nezek, you pay half damage. If it kicks, even though it was its foot itself, you pay half damage because it's Meshunet, it's unusual. And if it's a pebble, you pay half damage because that's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Chatzi Nezek for Tzroros. Only half damage for pebbles. What happens if you get Regel and Tzroros together? Darsa Lakli, it stepped on the utensil that's in Izzy's backyard. The Shibraton, it broke it. But v'nafal al kli, because it broke it, one of the shards fell on another utensil. V'shibron, it broke the second one. Double damage. Ala rishon v'shalem nezek shalem. For the first utensil, the owner of the animal has to pay the full damage. Al achron, for the second, v'shalem chatzi nezek. He only pays half damage. Because the second one was tzroros, as a pebble. Now, tatarna golem, chickens, mu'adim lahalech kedarkin l'shaber, they're also mu'ad to walk normally and while walking break things. Hayat lil kasher beraglav, but let's say the chicken had a string tied in its foot. So the chicken is dancing, and while dancing, it's mishaber sakelim, it's breaking utensils. So now it's only misham chatzin ezek. It's not normal for a chicken to dance. So if it's dancing, it's mishuneh. If it's mishuneh, it's keren. It pays chatzin ezek. And if it's got a little string around its leg and it's moving around, so that's tzroros. That's the koach coming off of it. That's not directly the animal. And then it only pays half damage. Starting the Gemara in Yitzayin Amid Beis. Amar le Ravina le Rava. Ravina asked Rava. I don't understand the language of the Mishnah. Kate said, "Aregum wedes l'shaber b'derech hilucha," and then it says, "Abehemum wedes l'halech kedarka." Hainu regel, hainu behema. The Mishnah is saying the same thing. It says that a foot is a muad to trample while walking. As an animal is a muad to break things while walking. An animal is a foot. What's the difference? Why say it twice? Armalesi said, "Tani avos." It's saying the main obligation, a foot that tramples. And then Katani told us. And then it's saying an animal breaks things while it walks. In other words, not trampling, but other things. Let's say an animal walking, and while walking, the things on its back, let's say the saddle or the package, they'll also break things while it's walking, because it's walking. That's the tolda, but that's also considered regular. It's the normal movement. It's not something that flew off of the animal like tsroros, like pebbles. That's also the that pays full damage. The says, really, if that's what you're going to do with this Mishnah, Elamiyat, if that's the case, then Seifa, at the end of the Mishnah, the Ketani, it's going to say, now, Daf Yutes, Hashein Mu'edes, the Shein is Mu'ad to eat the things that it normally eats. That's what tooth is Mu'ad for. And Habehema, an animal, is a Mu'ad to eat fruits and vegetables. So my Avosu, my Todos Ika, in terms of eating, there's no difference between, there's no Av of eating and a Tolada of eating. Eating fruits and vegetables is as bad as eating anything else. It's all the same. So Rava didn't give an answer, really. Rava answered with a joke. Amalei, he said, I explained one Mishnah, you explained the other one. The time of my, so what is in fact the answer to that second Mishnah? Ravashi explained. The Mishnah's first saying that there's an obligation for the wild animal that eats. And then Katani Shein de Behema. Then it says there's an obligation for a domesticated animal that eats. If you have a pet tiger, you're responsible if your tiger goes into your friend's field and eats his strawberry patch. And if you have a pet goat, you're responsible if your goat goes into this friend's field and eats the strawberry patch. I would have thought to say, the Pasuk says, V'shilach es bi'iro, and he will send his consumer ksiv. So I would think, that's only a domesticated animal, chay alone, not a wild animal. Kamash, and that's the chiddush of that next Mishnah, the chay b'chlal behema. That the same way there's a law that you have to pay for the eating of your domesticated animal, for your local home animal, you also have to pay for the eating of your wild animal. Iyaki, if that's the case, ami b'ayle l'misna b'resha. First it should have said behema, because that's the pasuk, and then chay. So Gemara says, no, first it said, Chaya, the wild animal, because Chaya, the Asili Midrasha, Chavivulei. Whatever is not explicit in the verse, whatever you have to figure out is more beloved, it's more precious to the Tana. Iyachi, if that's the case, Rei Shanabi, in the beginning as well, in our Mishnah, listening, it should say, Ahi, the Loksiva Beresha. That which is not written should have been said first. It should have first said, Abehemun Wedis, Lalach Kedarko Lashaber. Behema Zamua, to walk in its normal way and to break while it's walking, the tolda. Not just trampled, but to break things as it's moving by. So when it says, Achi Astro, what's the comparison? Hasam, idi avos ninu. They're both a wild animal and a domesticated animal eating. They're both an av. But hachdas lemidrasha, the wild animal that you have to pay for it when it eats, that is not explicit. That's not explicit in the word bi'iro. So chavivale, it's more beloved. But hachabit over here, shavik av, are we going to leave the av, the primary definition of this damager, namely the feet trampling, the tani tolada, and first say the derivative, first say the case of the damage when an animal walks by, and because it's walking, as it brushes by, it causes damage. That's only the derivative of an animal that damages by trampling, by stepping on things. So first, the Mishnah is going to say the animal that steps on things. Anybody the same alternative, they could give you another answer. Why our Mishnah begins with Habehema Muedes. I'm sorry, why that Mishnah began with Habehema Muedes. I did the Salik Me Regel. Since it was, in other words, why didn't our Mishnah begin with Habehema Muedes, that the Behema is a Muad to walk by things? And to, because that's from a drasha, that's more beloved, even if it's from a derivation and more beloved. But since the last Mishnah and the last parak talked about feet damaging, I did the Selik Me Regel, there it's talking about Regel, because it said Regel is a mood right away. Therefore, Pasach Beregel, our Mishnah begins with discussion of the damage of an animal trampling.
So if the animal's walking and it's squeezing near a wall, collapse,
yeah.
And it pays full damage from the wall and half damage for what the wall
means. Half damage for what the stone does. That's right. Very good. Tanura, but again, not in the public domain, only in the other guy's domain, in Izzy's yard. But in the public domain, animals have a right to walk in the public domain, and therefore, since you expect, the Riff explains, you expect that as the animals walk, they're going to, you know, break things. So that's part of the rules of the public domain. In the public domain, you don't have to pay
but
for
the
damage of
the
animal.
Oh, domain,
no. That we'll have to see. Okay, that we'll see. But certainly kicking already is mishunah, it's unusual. Then it's already Karen. Karen does pay in the public domain. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a brisa, an explanation of our Mishnah. An animal, right away, you pay full damages for its walking and breaking while walking. Okay, so what's the case? If an animal walked into the domain of the one who was damaged, and it broke with its body while it's walking, or besara derech hilucha, while it's walking, its hair tore something down and broke things, or beukav she'ala, broke things with the saddle that's on it, b'shaliv she'ala, with the package that's on it, b'prum yishabibia, with the bit that's in its mouth, b'zuk shebitzavara, with the yoke that's on its neck, or chamar b'maso, a donkey broke things with the package that's on him as he's walking, and all of these things, m'shalim nezek shalom, you have to pay full damage. Now, till now, I've said that when the animal's walking and a pebble flies out from underneath its foot and the pebble damages, you only pay half damage. It's a special halacha l'moshe misinai. We're going to see now that Sumchus argues. Sumchus says it pays full damage. Sumchus, he was one of the Tanaim. Sumchus Omer, it's Roros, an animal that, you know, sprays pebbles. It sprays shrapnel. The chazir shayanover ba'ashpa, or if you have a hog that's rustling through the garbage dump, so he's pushing things around. The hizik and the things that are pushed around cause damage. Those things damage. Meshalim nezik shalom, it pays full damage. That's according to Sumchis. Says the Gemara, hizik if the hog is actually damaging with its mouth, pshita, of course it pays full damage. Elaim, what does it mean? He's pushing things around in the garbage dump, and hit is, and therefore he's splattering tzroros, he's propelling pebbles. The hizik on these pebbles, damage propelled by his force. Meshalim nezik shalim. Sumcha says even so you pay full damage. Yeah, so it's a different tana, so Tanaim can argue.
Yeah, but I think he was spraying, but the other one was like, making the action of spraying it.
No, he's not trying to spray it. He's trying to get food. The donkey's looking for food in the garbage. And he's pushing around, and things are flying out.
Yeah, but the other case wasn't pushing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was walking. Accident. Yeah, but either way, he's not trying to throw the pebbles. Pebbles go flying. That's a separate discussion.
Do you have to pay full price, Rabbi?
According to Sumchus, full price. According to our Mishnah, half price.
Is not the homeowner's fault to put the garbage can next to the house.
No, it's his house. He can do whatever he wants in his house, the homeowner. Says the Gemara, Tzroros man dekar shmei. Who even mentioned these pebbles that we should have this discussion suddenly? That Simcha says pebbles you pay full damage for. So Gemara says, Chsuri Mixer, there's some words missing in the Braisa. Okay, because I think this is what you have to add into the Braisa. Tzroros ki urchayu, if an animal's walking and while walking in the normal way, pebbles fly out from under its feet. Chatzi nezek, what the damage caused by the pebbles only gets reimbursed by half damage. Chazir shayanover ba'ashba, and therefore another example of that would be if you have a pig doing what you expect a pig to do, rifling through a garbage dump looking for food. It is, and therefore you splattered pebbles. V'hizik and the pebbles damage. Meshalim chatzin ezek, the owner of the pig pays half of the damage. Sumcha somer, the Tana Sumcha says, no, tzroros. If you have pebbles splattering. Chazir shayanover bahashba v'hitiz v'hizik, or a pig that's rifling through the garbage, and because of that he makes things fly. Meshalim nezek shalem, you have to pay full damage. So now we get into this very exciting topic of the force of an animal that damages. Tana rabbanim v'nidin abraisa. Tana golem shayum mefarchim imakum lemakum. Chickens that are flying from place to place. The Shibru Kalim Bikanfeyam, and as they're flapping their wings, the wings knock over utensils and break them. Meshalim Nezek Shalom, you have to pay full damage. But if it's Beruach Shebikanfeyam, if it's the wind coming out of their wings, their wings don't touch. The wind touches the object and makes it fall over and break, then it's their force. Then Meshalim Chatzi Nezek, then you pay half damage. You have to see it. You have to witness it. Seeing it. Sumchis disagrees. He says, Nezek Shalem, you pay full damage. Even with the wind. Tanya Yidachunat did another braisa. Tarna Golem Shayu Mahatsin Al Gabi Isa. If you have chickens that are dancing on top of a dough, or Al Gabi Peros, they're dancing on top of a pile of wheat. Vitinfu, and they make the wheat or the dough dirty. O Nikru, or they peck at it. Meshalim nezek shalom, you have to pay full damage. That's completely normal for the chickens to, that's their own body. However, halu afar, if through their dancing they bring up the dirt, or tzroros, or through their dancing they knock up pebbles, and the pebbles get into the dough, so that's damage from the force of the chicken. Meshalim chatzi nezek, they pay half damage, and Sumcha says tzroros pays full damage, nezek shalom. Tanya, if they had a third braisa. Tarnagol show you my friach mi makom la makom, a chicken flying from place to place. The yatz teruach mitachas knafav, and the wind under the wings goes out. The shibra sakelim, and that wind breaks utensils. Meshalim chatzi nezek, you pay half damage. Stama, that's a brisa, just like the rabbanon, like the view of the rabbanon. Amar Rava said, Bishlam asumchas, I understand sumchas. Kasaber kochok kegufo dami, makes a lot of sense. There's no difference between a body and what comes out of the body, right? If I break something with my hand, or if I take something and throw it and then break something, it's me breaking it. Whether it's the force or it's the body itself, it's the same thing. So there's no difference between an animal that steps on something and breaks it, or the animal causes something to fly off the animal and breaks. What the force out of the animal is like the body of the animal. So you pay full damage. Hello, the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan... I don't understand them. Ikagufo dami, if they think that there's liability, that the pebble flying from the animal's force is like the animal's body, kule nezek b'yishlumi, you should pay the full damage. Ilav kagufo dami, if you say, well, it's not exactly as bad as the body itself. It's not the same as the body. It's just the force off of the body. So then, chatzi nezek nami lo l'sham, don't even pay half damage. Hadamar rava, then answer, the olam kagufo dami. Really, the pebble that flies off of the foot of the animal should be like the foot. It's like the body itself. But as we've said earlier, chatzi nezek tzroros hilchasukamirila. It's a halacha lemoshe misinai that they only pay half damage for the pebbles that come out of the animal's feet.
But that might be intentional and
nothing about the animal's intentional. It's an animal. There's no intent.
There's no pasuk to back it up.